This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Beef supplies continue to tighten, yet consumer demand remains strong. That has led to a one-way street for beef prices, with the price continuing to climb for consumers. We will hear more from USDA's Mark Jekinowski next.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
USDA's August forecasts for beef production and steer prices demonstrate the effect of tightening supplies and strong consumer demand.
The driving factor behind these forecasts this month, reduced cattle placements, especially in the second half of 2025, along with lower cow slaughter, that's going to tighten up supplies the second half of this year, and we expect that to carry into 2026 as well.
For more on this story, visit iowaagnet.com. You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured conversation with Bex Hybrids. While it has been a highly productive growing season so far, there is still the threat of yield loss from fungal disease, says Northeast Iowa Bex Hybrids agronomist Lee Koenigsfeld.
Next week's weather looks very favorable for tar spot to really kind of come in. And what we've seen in the past, at least my kind of personal experience with tar spot anyway, is if you give it a dancing partner, so to speak, it can be deadly. And we've definitely given it a dancing partner with southern rust this year. A lot of fields that had, I'll say, early fungicide flowing on right at that VTR1, maybe slightly before tassel, that initial fungicide application is gone, basically. We pretty well tapped through any residual value we're going to get out of that, and so we're starting to see on some of those fields that southern rust continue to progress up that corn canopy, and we know that we want to try to keep that upper canopy from that ear leaf and higher. We want to keep that as clean as possible to try to protect as much yield as we can.
For more agronomic data and advice, visit BexHybrids.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.